going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Wilkinsburg, and Point Breeze sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. We are counting down to back to school time already. And this morning we are talking about something really truly and exciting and inspirational. Thanks to a generosity of an anonymous donor, 4 Catholic schools will soon benefit from the newly created St. John the Paul II Star Student Tuition Assistance Program. This new Star Scholarship money is available right now and will impact these schools and the students' lives right away. The gift has been provided to the diocese by a Catholic business leader in the community and truly represents the charity, service, and love for one another. We are going to introduce you to one of the families receiving this opportunity in our second segment as well. But first, Michelle Peduto, who is our Director of Catholic Schools, is with us this morning, along with Jolene Klaus, who is the principal at St. Gwendolyn Elementary School in Butler, one of the schools receiving this scholarship award. So Michelle and Jolene, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning. Thank
you. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us this Sunday morning. Michelle, what an incredible gift and opportunity for the students and our schools. Can you first tell us a little bit about the person behind the gift and why they named the scholarship after Pope John Paul II?
Well, you're right. It is an incredible gift, and the generosity is just takes your breath away. What we do know is that this is an anonymous donor. Who has great love for the Catholic Church and for Catholic schools, and wants to see the faith grow as we all do, but is certainly putting forth a great deal of effort through this wonderful scholarship fund to make that happen in the 4 schools that you talked about earlier. As to why the scholarship is named after St. Pope John Paul II, I think there's great love and devotion, as we all have for this wonderful saint. And I do think there's a special place in the heart of this donor for that saint. And also the evangelism that I stumble on the Pope John Paul II piece. But I think the evangelization piece there is part of perhaps the reason behind the name. But yes, we are so grateful for this and so grateful that our principals are working with the donor to provide, as you'll see later in the program, an education to some wonderful students who are committed to the Catholic faith, and it's keeping them in our schools.
And Pope John Paul II, JP II, as he is commonly referred to, is the Pope that I grew up with as a youngster and pretty much my whole childhood and adult life, because he reigned for so long, and is a fairly newly saint, and someone that lived in our lifetime. And he loved education and he loved children. So how appropriate that we honor this scholarship award for St. John Paul II, somebody that we can relate to, that lived in our time and obviously is very important to Catholic education. Now, Jolynn, St. Gwendolyn's School in Butler is one of the four schools designated by this STAR Student Scholarship Program, along with Butler Catholic, Holy Sepulchre, and Glade Mills, which also is in Butler County, and so St. Joseph High School in Natrona Heights. Can you tell our listeners why these schools were selected, and what does this mean to St. Gwendolyn, where you are the principal?
I don't know for sure exactly why we were chosen. I believe the donor chose these schools because we're all smaller schools that are all showing growth in enrollment, and he wanted to encourage Catholic education in these areas so it wouldn't be lost because of the economic times that we're all going through right now. Even though tuition is subsidized by a multitude of sources, the diocese, our parish, church fundraisers, tuition assistance, etc., this still isn't enough. Catholic education remains out of reach for most people. This program is providing our families the needed tuition aid to truly make Catholic education affordable for all. The donors' belief in our school community, which includes our students, our staff, our alumni, and families, means the world to Father Matt and myself. All that the donor is asking in return from our families is to volunteer time to the school or parish communities. The donor is trying to reinforce that strong bond between the school and the parish, the students and the worshipers, their education and religion, and empower students that giving back is a life skill that all children should learn because it will come back twofold.
And Jolynn, as you mentioned, probably the donor recognizes that you're right, that St. Gwendolyn, Holy Sepulchre, Butler Catholic, St. Joseph's, they are the traditional smaller schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, but they're also in the outlying areas. They're not in Allegheny County, or, well, St. Joe's is, but not in the city, but the more outlying areas, and seeing that Butler County obviously is exploding with growth in population because people are going over the county line. So there's potential growth for the future. But this scholarship really will help families who maybe can't afford a Catholic education but want to send their kids to a Catholic school. Obviously, this wonderful gift is a tremendous help. And you, as a wonderful principal at St. Gwendolyn's, I'm sure that you really welcome this scholarship because this means growth for St. Gwendolyn's School.
Correct.
And like you said, every little bit helps with that too. So now, Michelle, this program isn't designed to stop here, but to expand its reach. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
We hope to expand, and that is in the hands of the donor. How we move forward with that is very much up to this person as to whether that would actually happen. We would hope it would, because it is a tremendous opportunity, as Jolynn said, to keep Catholic education alive, to keep it as an option for parents and children, that we understand the economic times are extremely difficult right now. This scholarship actually started for these four schools last fall. And think of the change in economics we've had just in the last year. So I can imagine that our families are so grateful to have this available to them as we look at gas prices at almost $5 a gallon. There's only so much money that our families can afford. And while they all desire Catholic education, it's just not always possible without some generous assistance.
Right. Yeah, and obviously we are going through very difficult economic times. Like you said, gas prices almost $5 a gallon. Go into the grocery store, everything has gone up. Milk, eggs, bread. cereal, the basic staples, utilities, obviously our electricity bill and water bill, cable bill. And so obviously that puts a strain on our families and, you know, trying to move forward from post-COVID, if you will, even though we still obviously are in the pandemic, but there is light at the end of the tunnel here. This obviously is a shining star, so to speak, you know, to really boost morale in families to say, hey, there is help out there. And this scholarship is available for families. And like Jolene was talking about, you know, it definitely will help those outlining schools outside of Pittsburgh to boost enrollment. We have just a couple more minutes to go. Jolene, I just want to talk a little bit about because of this scholarship and the families that are going to be helped at the other schools, plus also obviously at St. Wendelin, how do you welcome these new families into this school, coming in? How has that been effective over the last couple of years?
The new families that have taken hold in the St. Wendelin School, number one, from the STAR program, most of them are either current families that were already here, or they are families that were here before and are coming back because now they can't afford it. We have received a few bites from other people that are interested in it, but they're not sure if this STAR program is real or not. That's what the issue is right now, with them just trusting that the STAR program is a real program that can really help families to afford Catholic education.
That is great. And Michelle, with Butler Catholic and Holy Sepulchre and St. Joseph High School in Natrona Heights, are you seeing from those principals also that the STAR program has been very beneficial to them this past year?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely beneficial. And I do want to say, and I don't think I can say this enough, Catholic education is more important now than it has ever been in the past. The messages out in the world now are very confusing. And I think we need the clarity of our faith. And I think our children need the clarity of that faith every day so that they understand the world they're moving into. It is very challenging, and the work that Jolynn does, the other principals at the other three schools, is very important to that region. It's very important to the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and it's essential. And so, again, so much gratitude to this donor.
We're going to take a break, and I want to thank Jolynn for being with us and Michelle Peduto. And you're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End and also St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District. We got the director of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto, with us this morning, along with Jolynn Krause, the principal at St. Wendelin Elementary School in Butler. And this morning, we've been talking about a brand new scholarship, the STAR Student Tuition Assistance Resource Program, called the St. John Paul II Scholarship. The diocese announced this month that a generous anonymous donor, a Catholic business leader, wanted to directly impact the students and schools in their community. And what a beautiful, beautiful gift this is. And so let's meet one of the families benefiting from this new scholarship. Darcy is here with her sons, Joseph and Jackson and James, and they are going into grades 8, 6, and 3, respectively. Darcy and Joseph and Jackson and Jace, good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up this early and being on our radio program. And Darcy, can you tell us a little bit about your family?
Sure. My husband, Jacob, and I, we're both educators, and we have three wonderful boys, Joseph, Jackson, and Jace. And we absolutely love our kids going to St. Wendelin's. It's been an honor, and it's been just a wonderful experience for us.
Congratulations. And I have 7 nephews, and my one sister has 4 boys, and the other sister has 3 boys. So I see you have 3 boys.
I do. So
congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Baseball team there. So what does this new scholarship opportunity mean for you and your husband and your family?
Well, this scholarship has been an absolute blessing. It means that I can keep my kids in a Christ-centered school. I mean, my husband and I, we have good jobs, but it's really expensive to live nowadays. Gas prices, everything's expensive. So it all seems to add up, but education is so important. So we really needed some help keeping our kids in this wonderful school. So basically what the STAR program does is it makes my payments attainable for me to send them to school. Having three sons in private education, it can add up. I mean, just feeding them adds up. So this is such a huge help for us. So, and also a big part of the STAR program is this volunteering, and my kids are really getting into this. It's wonderful. Jace helps me canter during church. The kids like to help their grandparents, and they enjoy seeing the joy that it brings to the community when they're helping out. So everything about this has been a win for our family.
All right. And I'm going to ask these guys a little question. Joseph, do you like school?
Yes,
Midlands, and you're going to be in eighth grade this year. This is a big, important year for you. So you'll be head of the school there, huh?
Yes.
All right. And Jackson, you're going into sixth grade, right?
Yep.
What are some fun things about St. Wendelin's School that you like?
I like that the students and teachers are very nice and that we go to church once a week.
That's great. And Father Matt McLean's your pastor up there, right? Yeah, he was in the seminary with me. He's a good guy. And Jace, you're going into third grade, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are some fun things that you like about St. Wendelin's School?
My friends, they're really nice. Same thing with the teachers. And yeah.
All right. And so, Dorsey, tell us a little bit about why did you choose St. Wendelin's School? Obviously, there's a lot of wonderful places there in Butler County, up in St. Wendelin's area. Tell our listeners why you chose private Catholic education.
Well, there are so many things that I can't even name them all. I'm going to try. So, like I said, I enjoy having a Christ-centered education above everything. It's so important for these kids to get a good start and a good foundation in school. So not only is it Christ-centered, but the education they're receiving there is above and beyond wonderful. They learn morals and they're taught to be held accountable. The teacher ratio to students is wonderful. They're able to really get to know their teachers, and the teachers are able to get to know every individual need of the students, which is absolutely wonderful. They learn compassion, manners, and they have wonderful friends. All of their friends that they bring home to meet with their families, they're just such good kids, and their families are wonderful as well. So I think that everything about having a smaller school like this has been really good for our family.
One thing that I'm really, truly impressed by, and I think it was Joseph, you mentioned about going to Mass. You really liked going to church during school, and that's something that's very important in a Catholic school. You go to Mass on a regular basis, and to be part of going to Mass plus also learning. Joseph, you like to go to church, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Okay. And Jackson and Jace, too?
Yeah.
Like to help out at Mass and be there with your friends. I want to bring in Jolynn, the principal, back in on our second segment. So obviously, Dorsey and her sons really are very grateful for this scholarship. Can you tell us a little bit about this wonderful family, how wonderful it is to be part of their community?
The Bishop family is a quality family at St. Wendelin's School. They are honestly one of they're one of the most trustworthy families at St. Wendelin School. You can count on Dorsey and her husband, Jacob, to be checking on their kids' scores, making sure they're completing assignments. They're constantly in communication with the teachers, with me, to make sure that the kids are held accountable for everything they do. And those three kids right there are all high honor students to start with. Each one of them have either received a principal's award or a presidential award for academic excellence throughout the time of being here at St. Wendelin's School. So they're going to be a very sad family to leave here at some point. Actually, Joseph being his last year, I just spoke to his mom about maybe touring St. Joe's in Natrona Heights, because now with the STAR program, the high school Catholic education is an actual possibility for these students coming from St. Wendelin School who could not afford this before. And I truly feel that this would be a opportunity that they possibly cannot pass up.
Yeah, and I'm always say to be like a bridge builder, you know, to say like St. Wendelin's Butler Catholic Holy Sepulchre can be a feeder school for St. Joe's in the Trona Heights. And being that there's really no other Catholic high school in Butler County, other than North Catholic, of course, is in Cranberry. But this will be an option to have St. Joseph's as an option to be a feeder for these three schools. And hopefully the STAR program can continue. Darcy, I want to bring you back in on the conversation. You said you and your husband volunteer is one of the benefits of that, being a recipient of the scholarship. What are some areas that you and your husband volunteer at the school?
Well, we try to volunteer as much as we can. We do work full time during the day, so we don't get many opportunities to come during the school day to do any volunteering. But any kind of fundraisers in the evening, we like to try to volunteer and be a part of that. We also volunteer at our own home parish, which is in East Brady. And so we, I cantor every week at East Brady, and the kids actually also started to cantor and be part of the choir and things at our church there. Every chance we get, if we see there's something in need, we really do want to have the opportunity to help out.
Oh, that is great. Good. And I just want to bring in Michelle Peduto in this last minute. Michelle, any final thoughts on the STAR program?
Well, again, a wonderful program. It's a wonderful program because it brings families like the bishops to us and other families as well that are committed to Catholic education and understand, as you hear them talk about volunteering and what they do, even aside from their regular jobs, to come in and help us out. That's what Catholic education rests on, is the community of parents, teachers, administrators. It's a beautiful thing, and we want more people to be part of this and more people to be part of our growing Catholic education, growing Catholic schools.
Absolutely. Great. Well, what a great show. Michelle Peduto, Director of Catholic Schools, Jolene Klaus, the principal of St. Wendelin, Darcy, and her sons. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. We'll be back for the Plus segment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the Gospel of Luke. Jesus visits Martha and Mary, and he teaches that only one thing is necessary, and that is to sit at the feet of the Lord listening. And hospitality is obviously a keynote. And the hustle and bustle that Martha does, preparing her house and inviting Jesus in, while Mary, her sister, sits at the foot of Jesus, listening to him. Oftentimes in our own lives, the hustle and bustle and the stresses of life, sometimes we fail to stop, to look, to listen, and know that the Lord is truly present in all of us. So let us slow down and spend some quality time in the presence of our Lord. Hospitality and work obviously have their place, but Jesus urges us to have them properly aligned for the bigger picture. What matters most is to be present to the presence. And whatever we do, whenever we go, always know that Jesus is truly present. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.